From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kilohertz and voanews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. First, the headlines. Vice President Maruf Amin calls for joint efforts for preventing radicalism. Minister Sandiaga Uno urges Central Sulawesi to tap tourism potential. Now the news in details. Vice President Maruf Amin has said that radicalism, extremism and terrorism must be jointly stamped out by all parties to keep them from damaging the national fabric. The government knows that radicalism can trigger the emergence of extremism and terrorism, which can damage the foundation of this nation's life. The government must prevent this jointly. This was affirmed by Vice President Maruf Amin at the National Halakha 1, organized by the Indonesian Olympic Council Counter-Extremism and Counter-Terrorism Agency, BPETMUI, via video conferencing on Wednesday. Escorted by Antara, he further said that efforts to prevent radicalism in Indonesia should be tackled by not only ulemas, but also all elements of society from all backgrounds. They must work hand in hand to prevent the spread of radical beliefs. Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Uno has asked the regional government of Central Sulawesi to take efforts to develop regional tourism that is geared towards economic recovery. Some of the interesting subsectors of the creative economy are culinary, craft, fashion, and a growing film subsector in Central Sulawesi. This was affirmed by Minister Sandiaga Uno at the Sabta Pesona building in Jakarta, escorted by Antara on Wednesday. He further said that he had visited Central Sulawesi several times and the province is considered abundant in natural resources with a plethora of tourism destination and an extensive creative economy. The National Research and Innovation Agency, BRIN, has said that it expects the COVID-19 pandemic to be a lesson for all researchers to become more independent in vaccine development. BRIN's current position is that it has become a part of the 194 vaccine candidates currently being developed worldwide. This was reported by head of the BRIN's Life Science Research Organization, Iman Hidayat, at an online event on Wednesday. As reported by Antara, he added Indonesia's position is a part of efforts towards resolving the COVID-19 pandemic challenge that still plagues the world. However, he noted unfortunately it has been more than 2 years and Indonesia is still completing the clinical trials for the COVID-19 vaccine. The government remains committed to continually accelerating COVID-19 vaccination for the community to ensure equitable achievement of vaccine targets across regions and strengthen the community's immune system against the potential spread of the SARS-CoV-2 virus. Accelerating the delivery of the COVID-19 vaccine is also an important part of ensuring that all provided vaccines are used and do not go to waste. This was stated by Minister of Communication and Informatics, Johnny J. Plate, in a written statement received by Antara on Wednesday. The government is committed to accelerating vaccination for the community so that more lives are protected. Moreover, currently the number of COVID-19 cases has surged in several areas, such as Jakarta. Let's move on to the international news. Mexico Health Ministry reported on Wednesday that 532 more fatalities from COVID-19, the highest daily total since mid-October, bringing the overall official toll in the country since the pandemic began to 304,308. As reported by Reuters.com, the health ministry's data also showed 48,627 new infections, bringing the overall number to 4,779,296. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres told the Security Council on Wednesday that Afghanistan is hanging by a thread, and he called for countries to authorize all transactions needed to carry out humanitarian activities in the Taliban-ruled state. As reported by Reuters.com, he also pushed for a suspension of any rules or conditions constricting life-saving aid operation, as millions in the country suffer extreme hunger, education, and social services are on the brink of collapse, and a lack of liquidity limits the capacity of the United Nations and aid groups to reach people in need. The U.S. has rejected Russia's demand to bar Ukraine from NATO amid warnings Russia might invade its neighbor. As reported by BBC.com, Secretary of State Antony Blinken was giving Russia a formal response to its demands to resolve the Ukraine crisis. Blinken gave no concessions, but said that he was offering Russia a serious diplomatic path forward should Russia choose it. Russia had issued a written list of its concern about the expansion of NATO military alliance and related security issues. Listener, now let's move it on to commentary for today on Dialogue, chosen to reduce Russia-Ukraine military escalation.
The tension between Ukraine and Russia increased. Even based on the latest news, Russia added more troops near the Russia-Ukraine border. This made many worried if Russia could easily invade their neighbor. Reuters reported US and its allies kept echoing threats against Russia that have placed their soldiers and artillery in the border area. Besides a threat to give a sanction for Russian President Vladimir Putin, the US had sent some weaponry, such as anti-tank javelin, launchers, and other military hardwares to strengthen the Ukrainian defense system. But what is the real reason for the tension between Russia and Ukraine? As reported by Al Jazeera, Ukraine, Russia, and Belarus were founded around the Dnieper River 1,200 years ago. However, Russia and Ukraine are still different in language, history, and politics. Still, Vladimir Putin kept claiming that Russia and Ukraine are one part of the Russian civilization, and of course, Ukraine rejected that claim. Ukraine had two revolutions in 2005 and 2014 to reject the Russian supremacy. Ukraine then kept looking for paths to join the European Union and NATO. The call for the NATO allies to share one view on the latest situation in Russia-Ukraine border kept coming. The UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson and French President Emmanuel Macron asked for a dialogue with Putin, as requested by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, so that four nations, namely France, Germany, Russia, and Ukraine, can begin a negotiation. However, the US as the leader of NATO should keep supporting peace between the two conflicting countries. Dialogue must be the first choice in anticipating further military escalation that can bring big effects for the two sides economically, politically, and strategically, which can result in creating a war crime and human rights violation.
Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you. Listener, we begin today's history with the event on January 27, 1973. Paris Peace Agreement was signed. Paris Peace Agreement signed on January 27, 1973 officially ended the Vietnam War. On that day, the government of the Democratic Republic of Vietnam, North Vietnam, the Republic of Vietnam, South Vietnam, and the United States, as well as the government of the Provisional Revolution, which represented the revolutionary South Vietnam, signed an agreement to end the war and restore peace in Vietnam. The next event is that in 1981, KMP Tampomas II sank. KMP Tampomas II is a passenger ship owned by Pelni, Indonesian National Shipping, that experienced a fire and drowned around the Masalembo Islands, the Java Sea. The ship with Captain Abdul Rivai was traveling from Jakarta to Sulawesi and sank on January 27, 1981. This disaster caused the deaths of hundreds of passengers of the ship. All passengers registered were 10,054 people, plus 82 crew members. But it was estimated that the total number of passengers reached 1,442 people, including a number of illegal passengers. A source mentioned that the estimated number of illegal passengers is around 300 people. The rescue team estimated that 431 people were killed. We end today's history of January 27th, International Holocaust Day. International Holocaust Day, January 27th, is an international day of remembrance of the victims of the Holocaust, the genocide that resulted in the deaths of 6 million Jews, 2 million Gypsies or Romans and Sinti, 15,000 homosexuals and millions of others by Nazi Germany and its collaborators. This commemoration was established by Resolution United Nations General Assembly 60, November 1, 2005, in its 42nd plenary session. 27th January was chosen because on that date, in 1945, the Nazis' largest concentration camp, Auschwitz-Birkenau in Poland, was liberated by the Soviet Union Army. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Aku yang selalu ada untukmu, selalu memberikanmu cintaku. Tak bisakah kau merasakan itu, hingga kau pun mencintaku. Cintaku yang selalu ada untukmu, tak usah kau pernah ragukan itu, hingga ku tak bisa bila kau pergi jauh meninggalkanku. Aku di sini untuk kamu, jangan pernah berpikir untuk meninggalkanku sendiri tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu, jangan pernah berpikir untuk pergi dariku. Walau hanya sesaat, ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu. selalu ada untukmu, selalu memberikanmu cintaku. Tak bisakah kau merasakan itu hingga kau pun mencintaku. Cintaku yang selalu ada untukmu, tak usah kau pernah ragukan itu. Hingga ku tak bisa bila kau pergi jauh meninggalkanku. Aku di sini untuk kamu, jangan pernah berpikir untuk meninggalkanku sendiri tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu, jangan pernah berpikir untuk pergi dariku. Hanya sesaat ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu.
Di sini untuk kamu,
di sini untuk kamu.
Berpikir untuk meninggalkanku
sendiri tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu, jangan pernah berpikir untuk pergi dariku. Hanya sesaat ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu. Ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco, de getting overbragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Dozens of environmentalist communities planted 1,000 trees in the hillside of Mount Sindoro Central, Java, during the Conservation Marathon to Golden Basaras program.Head of Central Java's non-regional forestry agency, Slamet Rohadi, said in Temanggung on Sunday that this was an effort to save nature in Temanggung and Mount Sindoro. Meanwhile, Head of Central Java Research and Rescue Agency, Heru Suhartanto, said that the Conservation Marathon was open in November 2021 and will be closed in Ungaran on February 12 to 13, 2022. This conservation marathon was held ahead of the golden anniversary of the National Search and Rescue Agency, Basarnas. Meanwhile, head of the Temanggung Conservation Marathon Committee, Arifin, said that there were 30 environmentalist communities involved in the tree planting. They came from Temanggung, Wonosobo, Semarang, Magelang, Bumiayu, and other regions. At least 1,000 seeds were planted in the hiking trail of Mount Sindoro.
Maaf telah sayang padamu, kau selalu buatku tak menentu. Perhatianmu yang buatku, oh, ingin ku memilikimu. Meski kau telah dimilikinya, bolehkah ku dekat denganmu? Izinkan ku dekat denganmu, tak ingin engkau dengannya. Ku akan, oh, menunggu, oh, sampai kau menjadi milikku.
Kau jadi milikku,
dirimu.
Are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
On a culinary tour to the provinces of West Sumatra, there are lots of delicious traditional foods. One of them is pinyaram. The shape is simple, flat round 10 cm in diameter and white or brown. In the middle of the pinyaram meat is a little thick, as if there is a buildup of sugar with a sweet and sticky taste. If you enjoy sweet tasting culinary delights, you must try pinyaram, and one day you are visiting West Sumatra. Pinyaram is made from fried rice flour and palm sugar. There are two types of penyiram known by the Minangkabau people, namely white and black. The difference between these two types is only in the raw ingredients. The white penyiram uses white rice, while the black one is made from black rice. However, another variant such as green penyiram, made from suji or pandan leaves, can often also be found. Regarding taste, penyiram can now be varied with various flavors, such as banana, durian, and so on. Currently, penyiram also has various sizes. Some are small, medium, until plate-sized, depending on individual taste and preferences. In Minangkabau, penyiram is often a special food at traditional ceremonies such as weddings, religious events, a celebration of Prophet Muhammad, and Idul Fitri. Now, the traditional food is intended for not only traditional ceremonies, but also snacks. Generally, this traditional Minangkabau cake can be found not only in traditional market in West Sumatra, but also in all regions in Indonesia. In various regions of Indonesia, penyiram cake is also known by various other names or destinations, such as kue cucur in Jakarta, and some areas on the island of Java and Sulawesi, kue dumpi in West Sulawesi, or kue kocor on the island of Madura. Penyiram cakes are sold from 1,000 rupiah to 2,000 rupiah per piece.
listener, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Listeners, crime is now rampant. Crimes such as theft, pickpocketing, and robbery often target wallets by exploiting the carelessness of their owners. Therefore, students of Yogyakarta State University, UNY, create a wallet equipped with a security system that will provide information to the owner if the wallet is more than 10 meters apart from its owner. Uniquely, the wallet is made of banana midrib fiber, which is given a Javanese leather motif. The student makes smart wallets or dompi. The materials needed are Bluetooth, HC05 module, Arduino Uno, PCB, connecting cable, capacitor, buzzer, resistor, lithium battery, tin solder, charger pin, and push button. Meanwhile, the tool needed are a soldering iron, IDEA software, Arduino application, and Bluetooth symbol. To assemble it, the material is assembled on the PCB, then set the programming code on the IDEA application and wraps the sensor in a box to make it safe and neatly visible. The sensor on the wallet will inform if it is 10 meters away from the owner's device by sounding like a siren. The sensor is connected to device via Bluetooth, and the owner just needs to track the whereabouts of the wallet through the device. This product is created as a creative effort to preserve culture and promote local culture. They use banana stems because so far it has only become waste and polluted the environment. In addition to raise public interest, they make wallets with Japanese script patterns to introduce the nation culture as well as to improve knowledge of Javanese script, where Javanese script is increasingly rare in existence. They also added a cyan motif to attract the attention of scientists, to educate the public, and to add to the unique value of the innovative wallet. This work won funds from the Directorate of Learning and Student Affairs of the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology in the Student Creativity Program in the field of entrepreneurship in 2021. That's Miss Seleni.
Selalu lebih indah, bisa kau lihat, tak berarti nyata. Berjanjilah, kau kan mengerti, pahamilah, di hidup ini bahagia tak perlu kau cari, sudah ada di hati, tak ada alasan untuk kau berseri. Berhenti cintai yang tak pantas dicintai, selalu hargai yang setia di hati. Berjanjilah kau kan mengerti, pahamilah arti hidup ini bahagia tak perlu kau cari, sudah ada di hati, tak ada alasan untuk kau berseri. Berjanjilah kau kan mengerti, pahamilah arti hidup ini bahagia tak perlu kau cari, sudah ada di hati, tak ada alasan untuk kau berseri. Kau kan mengerti, pahamilah arti hidup ini bahagia tak perlu kau cari, sudah
cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom besmetting, overdragen van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener, Voice of Indonesia. This time we're going to reminiscence to 1995 through the song Gerangan Cinta, which was popularized by Java Jive. The song is the main song from the album Java Jive 2, which was released in 1995. The song was also popularized again by Soul Vibe Band in 2013. The song Gerangan Cinta tells the story of the beautiful feeling when a human is feeling in love. The song is the work of Fatur, the vocalist and a percussionist of Java Jive. Listener, here is Java Jive with the song Gerangan Cinta.
Malam kian terasa larut dan dingin, hasrat pun ingin terus bersama. Sinar bulan yang terang berbayang, terbias indah di matamu. Wow. Hingga tiada satu kata yang bisa ku ucapkan, biar kau tahu yang ku rasakan. Getar jiwa terguncang huaikan, bersatu genggam di jarimu. Wow. Manusia sepanjang masa, gairah pun dibuai terlena, nikmati manis kata asmara. Damainya terasa di dalam jiwa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Dari semua yang menimpa, takkan ku biarkan diriku terus terlena dalam ayahku. Ada saat aku tak berdaya hapuskan semua cerita. Mungkin ku berharap terlalu banyak, sedang dirimu terus berlalu. Hatimu terlalu cepat berubah, sedang diriku terus mengharapkanmu. Mungkinkah terus penyesalan di hati, sanjak hanya ungkapan hati, tak cukup sudah untuk diriku. Oh, aku hancur lantak bagai debu, aku telanjang tanpa kasihmu. Bibirku kering laksana tempat teduhku hanya dirimu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Alright listener, it's all that we have in English program. Thank you very much for listening, but stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. In the meantime, do not forget to like and comment on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or follow and mention us at Twitter, at @voiindonesia. And send us email on voi@voinews.id.